Novelist Anne Tyler writes about the friction within families. Critic John Leonard has a review of her new book, St. Maybe.
Each of Anne Tyler's devoted readers seems to have a different favorite Tyler novel. Dinner at the Homesick Restaurant, usually, or Breathing Lessons. I'm partial to Morgan's Passing, with its magician and its puppeteer. But I've begun to feel these enthusiasms are arbitrary. We can tune in anywhere, anytime, to Tyler's dream radio, late at night from Baltimore, and eavesdrop on yet another family going crazy, hear about the stay-at-homes and runaways, smile and cry, and fall into her gravity and grace. It's not that the novels are interchangeable, but one or another meets a particular mood or need, like a blues lyric or a Woody Allen movie. Tyler herself just goes on humming in our ear, telling more secrets. I shouldn't be as interested as I was in the bedlows of St. Maybe. They don't read, they don't even go to movies. All they do is suffer and cope. But when Grandma B cries out in despair, it hurts. Sometimes I have the strangest feeling, she says. I give this start and I think, why, here we are, just going about our business the same as usual. And yet so much has changed. Our lives have turned so makeshift and second class, so second string, so second fiddle, and everything's been lost. Isn't it amazing that we keep on going, that we keep on shopping for clothes and getting hungry and laughing at jokes on TV, when our oldest son is dead and gone and we'll never see him again, and our life's in ruins? Their oldest son is Danny Bedlow, who may or may not have killed himself when his younger brother Ian told him something about Danny's wife, Lucy, that may or may not have been true. Lucy will kill herself too. Ian, consumed with guilt and born again in the Church of the Second Chance, quits college and goes to work as a carpenter to care for the three children left behind. Ian is St. Maybe. Mostly, he's as passive and fatalistic as Charlotte in Earthly Possessions, or Emily in Morgan's Passing. Nor, in spite of his carpentry, is he a Christ figure. Ian's not so sure Jesus really was a carpenter, not with the muscles he sees in the paintings. When two of Lucy's kids grow up enough to run away to California and New York, Ian at last gets married, to someone a little too much like Muriel in The Accidental Tourist. Even then, he marries Rita because he thinks she's invulnerable, someone who couldn't be harmed. It sounds soap operatic, doesn't it? With the extra ingredient of God, as if Anne Tyler were trying to please John Updike, who has always wanted her to be more like Flannery O'Connor. And yet I like these people, even the Reverend Emmett at the Church of the Second Chance. Ian is a terrific father, to children who deserve to be loved. Tyler touches each of them with her sword, and they shine. She confers, even on the routine and the peripheral, a mysterious twilight grace. Ian's own father, for instance, a retired teacher, hangs out with the gadget-happy foreign students across the street. The best thing about these foreigners, he says, was how they thought living in America was a story they were reading or a movie they were watching. It was happening to someone else. It wasn't theirs. Here they spoke lines invented by other people, not genuine language, not the language that simply is, with no need for translation. But Tyler's America happens to all of us, in magical translation. She's as wicked as Jane Austen, as generous as Chekhov.
John Leonard is media critic for CBS Sunday Morning. He reviewed Anne Tyler's new book, St. Maybe.